Thank you very much, the Secretariat, for adjusting the technical glitches. Thank you, Mr. President. And as it is the first time that I am taking the floor during your presidency, my congratulations. You can count on our continued support in the final days of your presidency. And I would also like to send out a hearty welcome to new colleagues in the room, as well as to the fellows of the Disarmament Fellowship Program. It's my understanding that Canada's request for the issuance of official documents related to the updating of the rules of procedure has created some confusion. Our delegation apologizes for that. I would like to take this opportunity to explain the chronology and the reasons for our actions to help alleviate some of that confusion. Our assessment of the discussions on updating the rules of procedure was that there was no consensus during our presidency, but that many delegations were interested in continuing the discussions sometime in the future. As a result, we thought it may be helpful for future discussions to have the draft decision on record, as it would be one option for proceeding in the future. During the discussions, we had heard that some delegations wanted to see the other official language versions to assist them in their deliberations. As a result, we submitted the draft decision and the proposed updated rules of procedure in English and requested the Secretariat for entry into the official record. That way, this package of documents would be translated and become available on the website for states, including in all official languages, when states consider this issue again in the future in any language. I want to underline, however, that we did not and do not consider this package of documents as anything approved by the conference. This package of documents, CD-2218, represents a national submission by Canada and can be noted as such in the annex of the report. There was no consensus. Therefore, the updated rules of procedure and their translations do not represent agreed documents. In the future, the CD may take a different approach to this issue, including on how to update and in which language and how to deal with the translations. CD 2218 is a reference document Canada has put on the record for those who wish to have a look at what this could look like. You will note that we submitted this package of documents after our presidency and in our national capacity. That brings me to document CD 2221. When we discussed the report of the conference, it appeared helpful, at least to us, to be able to refer to the draft decision that the presidency circulated in July as Working Paper 635 as a separate official document with a CD number. We therefore requested the Secretariat to give it a distinct CD official document number separate from the package we had submitted earlier. I thank you for your attention and stand ready to respond to any questions you may have.